Dave 牧师。Pastor Dave, now I pass on to you for children's message. 下面是 children's message, 请孩子们上前来。
Expert?
No.
Okay, I want to share a story today from the Gospels that Jesus told us about how he wants us to look at each other and how he wants us to look at ourselves. So this is from Matthew. So Jesus said, don't criticize other people, and then you won't be criticized. Bring that down a little bit. Thanks. Don't criticize other people, then you won't be criticized, for others will treat you as you treat them. And why worry about a speck in the eye of your brother when you have a board in your own eye? Should you say, friend, let me help you get that speck out of your eye when you can't see? Because there's a board in your own eye? Hypocrite, first get rid of the board, then you can help your brother. So, isn't that kind of a crazy story for Jesus to tell? He's talking about having people that have specks in their eye. You guys ever get anything in your eye? Like a little piece of sand or a piece of dirt or a hair or an eyelash in your eye? It can really hurt. But then he says, some people have boards in their own eye. Okay? I mean, this is a board. How could you have a board in your eye? That's kind of crazy. So I want two people to help me demonstrate this. If I could have a volunteer. You're one? Okay, why don't you hop up here? You could be number two. All right? So I find a little speck right here. And I'm going to put this right over here on your eyebrow. Okay? And you guys need to come over here. Not that close, a little further away. Okay. So I'm going to hold this board up in your eye, and I want you to try to remove that speck from his eye. Not too good. Okay. Now don't remove his eye, just the speck. Okay, you couldn't find it. Okay, thank you, guys. You can sit down. So that's what Jesus said. It's kind of hard to see to help somebody else when you got a board in front of your own eyes, right? And here's the point of the story. He says, don't criticize other people. Like, we look at people and say, oh, you're so this or you're so that or, you don't do this very well. I don't like you. We look at other people all the time. We make fun of them, and we criticize them. We put them down. And Jesus said, you've got problems too. Look at your own life first. Work on yourself. Ask God to help you to deal with your problems. Because when we just look at everybody else's problems, it's like we have this board, and we can't see anything really. Because these are our problems. That's what the board is. And God wants to help us to grow in our own life. And he wants us to be merciful to other people and not to criticize them or make fun of them. So the next time you see some friends or you're tempted to think, and you say something like, oh, that person's so stupid or this or that, remember what Jesus said. Take that board out of your own eye. Work on the own stuff in your life. Let God help grow you and change you. And then you can actually help people instead of criticizing them. So let's pray and thank God for his presence with us. Lord, I thank you that you are here today. We thank you that you care so much about us and you're with us always and you can help us to deal with the problems in our life whenever we ask you to, whenever we pray to you. And God, we ask you today to help us. Each of us have things that we need to improve and grow in our own lives and we need your help to do that. And help us to look at more at ourselves than at other people, and to not be so critical of them and point out all their problems, but to let you change all the problems in us first, Lord. Thank you for your presence with us today and for your great love for us, Jesus. And we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for coming up.
So there are slides? There are slides? Or no slides? Oh, there's no slides. Okay. Okay. You want to come down here a little bit further? Good afternoon. Whoa. We have some major feedback problems here. Good afternoon. Okay. It's good to be with you today and to bring God's word together. So I'd like to pray for our time as we go to God's word today. Lord, we ask you today to come and be our teacher, come instruct us, come encourage us, come show us the things that you want us to learn today as we listen to your word.
神, 我们今天到这里来, 求你, 亲自教导我们, 让我们能够理解你的话语。
And we ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名来求, Amen.
Anna Marie Penica was born blind.
Anna Marie, 是一个人, 她呢, 生下来就是, 盲人, 不能看见。
She grew up never being able to see anything.
她从生下来, 一直长大, 都不能够看到任何东西。
And she finally, at the age of 47, met a man in a class for blind people, and they got married.
就在她47岁的时候, 她在她的盲人学校碰到另外一个人。
She never, in her wildest dreams, thought that she would ever be able to see the things that you and I enjoy seeing every day.
She
never saw the faces of her friends or loved ones. She never saw the beauty of God's world.
她从来也没有机会看到过, 人的脸, 他所爱的人, 还有外面各样各样美好的东西。
But then she learned about a procedure that a doctor would perform out in Los Angeles that could actually give her sight.
然后他就, 知道霍希在, 在洛杉矶有一个医生可以做一个, 做一个手术, 让他的眼可以重新看见。
She had a cataract removed from her left eye. And for the first time ever, she was able to see. She had her sight.
所以她就做了一个手术, 然后把她的左眼里面白内障割掉, 然后从她生命中第一次可以重新看到东西。
As a newspaper interviewed her, what's it like to not be able to ever see, and now you can see?
所以有记者采访她, 说你现在, 你从来没有看到过东西, 现在能够第一次看到东西是什么样一个感觉?
She said that everything seemed much bigger and brighter than she ever imagined it would be.
她讲到任何东西她看到都比她所以前想象的都要大都要亮。
How amazing would that be for someone who's never been able to see to gain their sight?
从一个盲人从来没有看到过东西这是多么奇妙的一件事情能够重新再 曾见光明,看到任,看到所有的东西。
As amazing our, as our physical sight is, even more amazing is spiritual sight, being able to see God.
所以我们肉体的眼睛看到的东西固然奇妙，但是更为奇妙的是通过我们能够看到我们的神，通过我们的灵里的眼睛来看到看见神。
Throughout human history, mankind has reached out for God and tried to discover God and experience God and see God.
人类历史上，我们一直在寻求神，来发现神的存在，来经历神。
Every age, every culture has had this yearning to know God, to see Him, to touch Him, to experience Him in some way.
所以我们不论任何年龄，任何的文化。人们都在渴望能够认识神，看见神，来摸到他，经历神的存在。
And Jesus, the one who God became flesh and came to earth in the form of Jesus, he teaches us how today you and I can see God.
So, 耶稣就是神降世到人间，然后道成肉身，让我们可以经历看到神。
In Matthew 5:8.He gives us a wonderful verse that we're going to look at this afternoon for a few minutes.
在马太福音第五章第八节，神给我们这样一个很宝贵的经句，我们今天下午就来一起来研究这句经文。
This verse comes in the midst of something called the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is giving his most famous sermon ever to his followers.
这句经文是来自于在耶稣在登山宝训，是耶稣最有名的一段一段对他的追从者的一段教训，在登山宝训里的一句话。
And this opening portion of the Sermon on the Mount is called the Beatitudes, where he gives promises of blessing for people who follow him if they have certain qualities in their life.
在这个登山宝训开始，被称为天国八福这一段，神就耶稣就向人们承诺，如果我们有这样的一些的品质，神会给我们这么多的八种祝福。
In Matthew 5:8, he says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God."
在马太福音第五章第八节，这个福讲到，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
And I want to ask you this afternoon, can you see God from where you are today?
今天下午我要来问问你，你在那里能看见什么？
Now let me qualify what I mean by seeing God.
让我来解释一下，所谓看见神是什么样的一个含义。
God is an amazing spirit being. He's the creator of all the universe.
神是一个非常奇妙的一个精神上的精神的一个实体。我们他创造了所有的宇宙。
And while we may see traces and glimpses of God, we see the handiwork of God and the evidence of God. We can't see God face to face on this earth.
虽然我们能够看到神创造这个世界，他的手迹，他的作品，还有各种各样的。痕迹，但是我们不能够在肉体上去经历它。
If I told you I was down at the CVS pharmacy this week and I saw God standing in line next to me，
如果我告诉你我在那个在药店，在那里等候付钱的时候看到主，看到神。
Or I said I saw God driving out on the Merritt Parkway this week。
或者说我在15号上开车的时候看到神。
Or walking around in my basement last night.
或者我昨天晚上在我的地下室看到神。
Most likely you would call the men to come take me away to the insane asylum and I would not be invited back to your church to preach again.
你可能会想到我疯狂了，可能会不会让我来讲道了。
We don't talk about seeing God like that.
我们不会讲到这样来看见神。
But Jesus said in a very real way that we can experience Him, we can see Him with spiritual eyes, and experience Him in our life today.
但是耶稣让我们体会到，我们可以通过我们的灵来认识神，来看到神。
And I want to encourage you that that's what God wants for us.He doesn't want us to just settle for reading about him or coming to church and just hearing about him or singing a few songs about him. He wants us to experience him, to see him at work.
我想跟你们分享，神真的是鼓励我们，不仅仅是来到教会，或者是读神的话语，来听到神，或者是来赞美神。 神希望我们能够真正的经历神，能够看到神。
So I want to look at two different ways that we can see God today.
今天我们就来分享一下两种不同的方式来看到神。
For the first of these, let's turn to Psalm 24, verses 3 to 5.
我们来翻到诗篇24章3到5节。
This is a psalm of David, and in it he writes these words, Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He whose hands are clean and has a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully, he will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
在诗篇24篇，这是大卫的一首诗。 在第三节到第五节，他讲到：谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄，岂是不怀诡诈的人？他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他称义。From
the context of the psalm here, David is saying that the requirement to be in God's presence is that we have a pure heart.
在这里，大卫讲到，我们如果呢想经历神的话，一定要有一颗纯净的心。
And the way that the followers of God saw the idea of the heart back in the Old Testament days was different than the way we see it today.
在旧约里，我们所经历的那个纯净的心，跟我们现在讲的不一样。
When we think about our heart today, beyond being an organ that beats and pounds blood through our body, we think of having it be the seat of our emotions.
今天我们讲到，我们的心讲到的不仅仅是一个器官，而且是我们所有我们的感情的聚集点。For
the Hebrews, though, the heart was the center of all your being. It contained your will, your mind, and your emotions. It was the totality of who you were.
在希伯来文化那个时候，讲的心就是指我们所有的意念、心思、意念、感情的一个聚集点。So
to be pure in heart meant to have your mind, your will, and emotions that are totally given completely to God.
所以讲到一个清洁的心，就是我们的心思、意念、我们的感情都要完全的献给神。And
it was completely pure, without sin, without stain or blemish.
是完全的纯净无瑕，没有污点。Some
of you today might say, well, that's impossible.
你可能会想，这是不可能的。I'd
say, you are right. That is absolutely impossible.
你是对的，这是不太可能的。But
what is impossible with man is possible with God.
但是对人不可能的事情，对神都是可能的。God
from the beginning knew that we needed his provision and his power to overcome sin and disobedience in our life.
神知道我们是需要靠神的恩典，神的力量来克服我们的罪恶。
He knew we needed him to come in and change us and transform us so that you and I could live the type of lives that he created us to live.
神知道他需要过来，他需要来帮助我们，改变我们，洁净我们，让我们可以过圣洁的生活。
People in the Old Testament are constantly crying out to God, God, give us a clean heart.
在旧约的时候，时代人经常向神来呼喊，求神来洁净我们。The
prophet Ezekiel has a very poignant passage about the idea of purity of heart.
在伊西结书，有个在这方面有非常一个清楚的一个描写，怎么样来洁净我们的心。
In Ezekiel 36:25, we read, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanliness and from all your idols I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. This is God's promise to the Israelites through Ezekiel.
所以在以西结书第36章25到26节这样讲到，神这样向我们来承诺：我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了；我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，拿掉一切的偶像；我也要赐给你们一颗新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
You might think, well, what's the big deal with just a little bit of impurity in my heart? Why do I need to have a totally pure heart in order to see God, in order to experience Him?
你可能会想到，有一点点不洁净有什么关系？为什么会阻挡我看不到神？
And so often we say things like, hey, everybody sins, nobody's perfect, I'm generally a good person, you know, isn't that okay for God?
你可能会说，我们每个人都有罪，每个人都不完美，难道就不可以吗？
What's the deal with just a little bit of impurity in my heart?
所以只有一点点不纯净有什么关系？
Let me illustrate with a story for you.
所以我给你们分享一个故事。
When I was a child, I grew up here in Connecticut, and then when I became a teenager, I moved from Connecticut to California.
我小的时候是在康州长大，当我是一个青少年的时候，我从康州搬到加州去。
As I lived in California, there were many amazing sights and beautiful places out there that I began to see pictures of in books and on television.
在加州有很多很奇妙的地方，我从书上、电影上都看到过这些图片。
And the place that most grabbed my heart was a place called Yosemite National Park in California.
这个最吸引我的一个景点就是在一个叫优山美丽的国家公园，在加州的一个非常好的旅游胜地。
In my humble opinion, Yosemite National Park is one of the most beautiful places on the planet Earth.
我认为那优山美丽国家公园是这个地球上最美的一个地方。
There are giant waterfalls that pour down off of the mountains into the valley.
那里有很多非常美丽的瀑布，然后流淌到山谷里面去。
Huge formations of granite that rock climbers come all around the world to climb these mountains in Yosemite.
那里有很多非常巨大的花岗岩石，然后很多人去那里爬那个岩石。
And deer and bear kind of, you know, meander through the meadows of Yosemite Valley.
看到很多鹿还有熊能够在那个草地上在那里来回的走。
So as a high school student, I craved to see Yosemite for myself. I didn't want to settle for just a picture. I wanted to go there and experience it face to face.
那时候我很年轻，所以我非常想到优山美丽国家公园，亲眼去看到那个美丽的景色。And
so a friend and I decided that we would fly from where we lived in San Diego to Yosemite, and we'd bring our bicycles, and we would ride 700 miles from Yosemite all the way back to our home in San Diego on our bicycles.
那个时候我跟我的朋友就计划坐飞机去圣地亚哥。 然后呢，我们带我们的自行车去那里，然后我们就骑自行车，然后走700多英里的距离，从那个圣地亚哥再骑回到我们的家里。Imagine
two high school boys going off by themselves for about 12 days on this amazing adventure.
你可以想象我们那个高中生，两个高中生要经过12天的旅行来做这样一个非常的不同一般的旅行。
And the real amazing part was neither of us had a clue what we were doing.
但是我们两个人都不知道，没有任何的一点感觉，做这样怎么样去做。
We didn't know anything about camping. We just knew a little bit about bicycle riding. And we really didn't plan this whole trip very well at all.
所以我们对野营、宿营没有任何经验，只有一点点骑自行车的经验，所以不知道应该怎么样去准备。
So the first night we get to Yosemite, rather than staying in a campground, we just kind of went off into some trees and found a place under some trees, and we laid out some sleeping bags there and made our own little campsite.
所以第一天晚上在优山美丽公园，国家公园，我们就没有在一个专门那个露营地休息，而是我们就选择在一个树下把我们的睡袋打开过夜了。
The next day we hiked all around the valley, and it was very warm in the summertime, and so we got thirsty, and there's this beautiful river flowing through the valley, and we thought, oh, that looks so good. So we dove in the river and we drank some water from the river.
第二天我们就在那个山上就开始徒步旅行，然后那个在那个山谷里走的时候，我们感到非常热，然后口渴，然后我们看到有一条美丽的河流过那个原野，真的是水也非常的清亮，我们就跳到河里去游泳，并且喝了河里的水。
And the water was so cool, and it was so refreshing, and it tasted so good.
那个水又凉又非常的甘甜，非常的喝起来非常爽口。
But later we found out it was also so full of little things called parasites.
但以后我们才知道，那个虽然非常看起来很干净的水，其实里面有很多小的寄生虫。
These parasites get into your stomach, and they start to eat your stomach from the inside out.
那个小的寄生虫一旦喝到胃里面去，就会在里面，给你造成非常不舒服的感觉。
The next day we woke up and neither of us could even move out of our sleeping bags. We were both so sick.
所以第二天我们都不能够起来，我们病得非常厉害，甚至不能够从睡袋里出来。
Unfortunately, we spent the next 2 days trying to get well from drinking this bad water and having these parasites in our stomach.
所以接下来两天我们就非常的努力能够好起来，让我们那个身体那个。
We'd been so excited to see everything there, but because of this little bit of impurity in the water, we were unable to really experience Yosemite like we hoped.
所以就是我们因为这个没有喝到干净的水，这一点点的不纯净的东西，让我们不能够真的是按我们原来的计划来经历这个优山美丽的这个美丽的景色。
It's the same effect with any amount that sin has on our life today.
这就跟我们生命生活中我们身上的这些不洁净的地方，有罪恶的地方是一样的道理。
Sin keeps us from God. It keeps us from seeing Him, from experiencing Him the way we want to.
我们的罪使我们不能够去经历神，不能够看到神。
How do we deal with all of that? How do we deal with the lust and the envy and the gossip and the greed?
So, 我们怎么样来应付这些罪，来应付我们这种身体里的这种各样的欲望？
How do we deal with the lying and the swearing and the self-serving attitudes that we have?
我们怎么样来应付我们这些谎言？我们自己敷衍自己，然后自我解释，然后这些各种各样的罪恶的行为。
As we said earlier, God wants us to have a pure heart, but we can't do that on our own. But we come to Jesus and trust that His death on the cross and following Him enables us to have a new heart.
所以我们知道我们自己是不能够去洁净我们自己。 但是我们靠耶稣，因为耶稣为我们而死，我们就可以通过耶稣来跟随神。When
you become a follower of Jesus, God takes your sin and it was paid for by Jesus on the cross.
当我们来跟随主耶稣的时候，那神，耶稣就已经为我们的罪而死，我们就可以已经为我们付上代价，我们就可以去跟随主。
And He takes Jesus' righteousness and His character and heart, and He puts them in you.
所以，我们通过耶稣的，他的义和他的牺牲代价，我们就可以来跟随神。And
so we gain a pure heart from sin only through Christ and trusting Him and following Him.
所以我们能够有一颗洁净的心，能够战胜罪恶，是因为我们可以靠主，靠主耶稣称义。
And we can deal with that every week, every day of our life, by confessing our sin to God, by turning from that sin and saying, God, I need you to continue to purify me today.
So 我们每天每个星期都可以来这样做，我们通过向神来坦白我们的罪恶，然后向求神来用他的义来掩盖我们，遮掩我们的罪。
That's the first way that we see God. The second is similar to it. And the second idea of purity is that we're totally devoted to God.
这是第一件。第二件就是我们要想真正的去看到神，必须要全心全意的去跟随神。
In the New Testament, in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, James gives us these words that talk about being single-minded for God. He says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
在雅各书第四章第八节，雅各这样讲到，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
To be double-minded means that our whole being isn't focused just on Jesus, that our mind and our will and our attention is preoccupied with many things around us.
我们一心两意的话，就是说我们不能够全心聚精在耶稣身上，而是被我们周围的事情所干扰。
Jesus gives us a really interesting picture and a story from the Gospels that illustrates this idea of one person who was single-minded and the other person who was double-minded. What does it look like to be purely devoted to God?
在圣经里面，耶稣给我们有个故事分享，讲到两个完全不同的人，一个是一心一意的跟随主，另外一个被各样的事情缠绕，不能够专心。
It's a story about two sisters. Many of you may have heard their names before. One's name is Mary, and the other one is Martha.
这是两个姐妹的故事，很多人可能都已经很熟悉这个故事。一个叫做马大，一个叫做玛利亚。
Both of these sisters are friends of Jesus and they're followers of Jesus, but they're very different personalities.
这两个姐妹都是跟随主耶稣，但她们的性格完全不一样。
How many of you here have a brother or a sister?
你们当中有谁有兄弟姐妹
？How many of you would say your brother or sister is very different than you are?
你们中有没有人认为到你们的姐妹或者是兄弟非常跟你们完全不一样？
I have two girls, and they're about as different as you could ever be, like night and day.
我有两个女儿，她们真的是非常不一样，就像白天跟黑夜一样。
Sometimes we look at them and go, "How could we raise two children from the same parents in the same house, and they're so different?"
所以有时候我们也会想，为什么我们两个孩子从一样的父母一个家庭出来会这么不一样
？Well, Mary and Martha were this way as well.
所以马大和玛利亚也是这样子。
Luke 10 tells us their story in verses 38 to 42.
在路加福音第十章三十八到四十二节就给我们讲到这个故事。
It says, Now as the disciples went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her.
在路加福音第十章三十八到四十二节这样讲到，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子叫做玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？ 请吩咐他来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Do you get what Luke says here? Martha was distracted by many things.
所以在这里路加讲到马大被很多事情思虑烦扰。
She was distracted from God, and so she was worrying all the time.
她呢就因为这些事情不能够专心在神的身上，就开始有烦恼。
When we worry, it's because we're not focused on God.
当我们忧虑的时候，那是因为我们不能够注目在神身上。
And when we're not focused on God, it's because we're distracted.
当我们不能够聚精在神身上的时候，我们就是被很多事情给扰乱了。
Now, when you read the story, you think, how could Martha have been doing a bad thing? She was cooking and entertaining Jesus, God himself. I mean, wouldn't that be a good thing?
So, we just think, Martha, this doing these things, what's wrong? She's to welcome the Lord Jesus, prepare food. This doing, what's wrong?
Was Martha's cooking a sin?
That Martha's preparing food is a sin?
If you come to my house, my cooking is a sin.
如果你到我家里去，我要是做饭的话，那是很大的罪。
I offer up burnt offerings to the Lord anytime I go into the kitchen.
每次我去厨房里做饭的话，那我肯定是要烧糊了很多东西。
My wife does 99.9% of the cooking in our house because she knows I will destroy any food that you put near me in a stove.
所以牧师的师母。他是99%是他来做饭，他知道如果牧师做饭的话，那肯定会烧掉毁坏很多食物。
She lets me grill a few things on the grill in the backyard, but even then it's pretty touch and go whether it's going to burn up or whether it'll actually be edible.
他有时候会让我去外面烧烤一些东西，即使这样，有时候也会弄得会糊掉或者是不能够吃。
I have to think that Martha was probably a good cook. She was a great host. She was running around making sure that everything was just right for Jesus.
Yeah, 我想马大肯定是一个非常好的厨子。他呢就是忙来忙去，就是为了要做一个好主人来招待主耶稣。
But here's the key, and I think this is the most important thing I'm going to say today. So listen up for this.
我下面讲这个事情是非常关键的一件事情。大家要认真去听。
She was so preoccupied with good things that she didn't focus on God things.
所以马大他呢被很多的好事情所烦扰，所以他不能够聚集到神的那个事情上去。
She was distracted by good things, but she couldn't see God.
他被很多好事情所烦扰，他不能够看见神。
And my guess is most of us here this afternoon battle a little bit of sin, you know, on a regular basis in our life.
我想今天下午我们很多人在我们生活中都有一些在我们的生命中有一些有罪的事情。
But I also think that the bigger problem for most of us in really seeing God, in really experiencing Him today, isn't the evil that creeps into our heart, it's the other good things that distract us.
但是我想到最重要的一个原因就是今天我们并不是说我们那个罪恶的念头让我们不能够看见神，而是很多很多好的事情烦扰我们，让我们不能看到神。
Isn't it so easy to get distracted by work that we hardly ever think about God?
很多时候我们被我们的工作所扰乱，不能够看到神。
Isn't it so easy to get so focused on school and studying that sometimes we lose sight of God?
很多时候我们被我们的学业所捆住，不能够来看到神。
Isn't it so easy for us to spend more time on our cell phones and on Facebook than reading the Bible or praying or even thinking about God?
很多时候我们就是忙于我们的社交， 然后一些那个 Facebook 还有我们的手机，我们不能够不能够找时间来看圣经，来看到神。
None of these things are evil. Many of them are necessary. But where is your focus? Is your heart pure? Is God the one thing that's most important in your life?
这些事情都不是什么坏事情，有的事情甚至是必要的。但是这些事情会让我们不能够聚集我们的注意力在神身上，不能让我们有一颗清洁的心。
There's four aspects to making Jesus and keeping him as the one thing in our life.
我们有四个方面来让我们能够帮助我们能够把神做我们生命中最重要的事情。
The first one is seeing that he is the one way to God and believing that with all your heart.
第一件事情就是神是唯一的道路，我们要真的是专心去看到神。
In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me.
在约翰福音第十四章第六节，经文是这样讲到，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
It's not Jesus plus works or Jesus plus Buddha or Jesus plus Muhammad. It's just Jesus alone that we trust him as the one way that he said he was to God.
这里讲到耶稣是唯一的道路，不是说耶稣加上释迦牟尼或者是耶稣加上别的东西，而是耶稣是我们唯一到神那里去的道路。
The second way that we make him our one thing is by having one love.
第二件让我们能够看到神的事情，就是我们要有唯一独一的爱。
When he was questioned about what the greatest commandment of all was, he answered this way. He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength."
当有人问耶稣最大的诫命是什么的时候，耶稣是这样在马太福音是这样讲的。马太福音二十二章第三十七节讲，耶稣对他说。你要尽心尽意爱主你的神。
We can love other people and we can love other things, but Jesus needs to be our first love, our greatest love.
我们可以爱别的事情或者喜欢别的人，但是耶稣是我们第一个，是最重要的。
The third way we make him our one thing is by having one purpose.
第三个要讲的，我们要看到神。就要有一个有唯一的一个目的。
The Apostle Paul, when he was sitting in a prison cell, thinking about that he may die soon, said these words. He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
保罗在监狱里，他就要快死亡的时候，他是这样来反思他的他的生命。他是说，在腓立比书第一章第二十一节，他这样讲。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Paul, who once didn't know Jesus at all at one point in his life, had come to know Jesus, and he saw that he was the main purpose of his life to know him and serve him.
保罗以前是不知道耶稣，可是自从他跟随了主耶稣以后，他就知道跟随主耶稣是他生命中最大的目的。
There are lots of purposes our world rolls out to you today. Be rich.
今天我们在生活中有各种各样的各种各样的目的，要变得富有。
Be smart, be beautiful, be happy, be a success.
变得聪明，变得有成功，然后要也漂亮，各种各样的目的。
Jesus is calling us and saying, "You'll only truly find satisfaction in this life if you make me your one purpose in life."
那耶稣来跟我们讲，你这个生命中唯一的能够可以让你满足的目的，就是我主耶稣。
And then the last way we make him our one thing is by having one commitment.
第四件让我们能够可以看到神，就是让我们要有一个唯一的一个承诺委身。
One of his most profound statements is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33.
在耶稣的最重要的一个讲一个教导，就是在马太福音第六章第三十三节。
He says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you.
在这一节，耶稣讲到，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
I heard it really well described this way, as one person termed it, top button living.
我觉得这句经文很确切的一个反应，是一个关于你系纽扣的一件事情。
Now you only understand this if you wear these button-down kind of shirts.
当你穿着有扣子的衬衣的时候。
Or if you wear jackets that have many buttons on them.
或者你穿一个外套有很多扣子。
Sometimes when I'm getting ready for church, I'm in a hurry, and I throw a shirt on and I start buttoning the buttons.
有时候我去教会很着急，然后我就随便拿一件衬衣就开始系扣子。
And if I'm not looking in the mirror, if I'm not paying close attention to what I'm doing, I can take the wrong button and button it into the wrong hole. Ever had that happen?
如果我不注意的话，不看镜子的话，那可能会系错了扣子，然后把上面的扣子系到下面的洞里面去。
A few years ago, I actually came to church that way. I didn't even know it until somebody caught me and they said, "Hey, pastor, I think your shirt's a little off kilter."
所以几年前这个事情确实发生在我身上。有一次我到教会里去，有会员跟我讲说，牧师，你的扣子没有扣好，没有扣对。
So when you start here, if you get the top button right, all the rest of them will automatically line up.
所以如果你第一个纽扣扣对的话，那你下面的就很自然的就会扣得很整齐了。
And that's what Jesus is teaching us in Matthew. He says, if you seek me first,then your relationships and your job and your family life and all these other things that are important to you, they're all going to line up under me because you're seeking me first.
这就是在马太福音耶稣这样教导我们。他说如果你先求神的国神的义，那你的人际关系，你的工作，你的家庭，还有其他各样的事情也都会自然而然处理得好。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
所以清心的人有福了，他们必得见神。
And Jesus, as he told Martha, tells us today, you're distracted by many things, but only one thing is necessary, and that's him.
所以耶稣告诉我们不要为许多的事情烦扰忧虑，因为不可少的事情只有一件。
I want to encourage you today to make Jesus that one thing in your life, to seek him with a pure heart, and you will experience God and see God in ways you've never seen him before.
So, 我今天要鼓励你能够真的是有一颗纯净的心，然后能够只是去寻求主耶稣，那不可少的只有这一件，然后你就会更加的经历看到神。
When you come to God with a pure heart, you'll see him actually show up at church and in the midst of worship or a message, you'll get a glimpse of God.
所以当你来到教会的时候，你能够经历通过一些小的事情，细微的一些事情来经历到神，来看到神。
When you come to God with a pure heart and you're reading your Bible at home or in a Bible study,you'll actually see God in his word, and he'll speak to you into your life today through his living word.
So, 当你有一颗纯净的心的时候，你在读你的圣经的时候，你也会能够看到神，看到神通过这些话来让你看见他。
When you seek God with a pure heart and you go spend time out in nature and his creation, you'll see it for more than just a beautiful beach or a nice river. You'll see the amazing handiwork of God.In the things that he has made.
所以当你去经历自然，你如果有一颗纯净的心的话，你就会可以不仅仅是看到这个河美丽，你会看到神的这个大功是何等的奇妙。
And when we seek him with a pure heart, we'll see him work in us, and then we'll see him work through us, and we'll see him change people's lives.
当我们有一颗清洁的心的时候，我们就会看到神在我们身上所做的功。还有神通过我们去做的工，去改变别人的生命。
Let's ask God to give us pure hearts today.
让我们来向神求一颗清洁的心。
Lord Jesus, thank you for these words that you gave in this famous sermon.
神，我们感谢你啊，今天给我们这么多的啊话语和道理。
Just as Martha needed a pure heart, and your followers 2,000 years ago needed pure hearts, we do today.
嗯，就像马大需要有一颗嗯纯洁的心，还有嗯这些基督徒的发嗯基督跟随基督的都需要。我们今天在2000年之后，也求神给我们一颗清洁的心。
Lord, would you purify us from sin that might block our relationship with you?
神，我们求你给我们一颗洁净的，嗯，纯净的心，啊，让我们，可以看到你。
Show us, God, that even that little bit of sin that we think is okay in our life is really eating away at us like a parasite.
我们知道，我们生命中，嗯，一些不洁净的东西，就会，嗯，就像寄生虫一样，让我们的心不够。
Help us today to confess it to you and to turn from it.
求你帮助我们，让我们今天就向神来坦白我们的罪过。
And then, God, you know we live in a world with so many distractions all around us.
神，你知道我们今天生活在一个世界，有很多的干扰。
Martha was just distracted by cooking a meal and setting up a table.
马大他只是被准备饭食准备做准备饭食而受到干扰。
She didn't have a cell phone. She didn't have a commute. She didn't have a computer or Facebook.
马大并没有手机或者是电脑或者是其他的一些东西来干扰他。
God, we confess to you this afternoon that there are so many things that distract us from you.
我们今天神来到你面前，向你坦诚，这个今天我们的生活中有很多让我们分心的事情。
Help us today to be people that seek first you and your kingdom.
神，求你来帮助我们，让我们先求你的国，你的义。
And we know that as we come to you with a pure heart, we'll see you and we'll be blessed.
我们知道如果我们来到你的面前有一颗纯净的心，我们就会受到神的祝福。
We trust that promise in Jesus' name.
我们信靠，我们是奉主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。
Amen.